This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. You're listening, emailing, tweeting, all the above. DP at danpatrick.com, email address, our Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, and the great radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. Phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Stat of the day, of course, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. One of our most popular shirts has been updated. Marvin has been added to the Fab 5 shirt, available in the store at danpatrick.com. Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, been a little while. I guess he's been busy. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. Sal Palantonio, ESPN NFL reporter, also a Hall of Fame voter, will join us in the final hour. We'll talk about the process here, because it feels like every year as we get to the Hall of Fame and then after the Hall of Fame, and then we go, wait, that guy's not in? We'll talk to him about the process of how players are nominated. And really, when you start to think about the analytics of the Hall of Fame, and I hate saying the analytics of the Hall of Fame, but it comes down to a numbers game. How many numbers? What are your numbers? How many catches? How many rushing yards did you have? When were you injured? What'd you do before you got injured? It feels like you start to look at these careers that are shortened by injuries. And if I look at Terrell Davis, now I probably have to go back to Gale Sayers, because Gale Sayers got injured, didn't have a full NFL career, but he was wonderful when he did play. And then we waited a while, it felt like, before somebody was going to be honored because they didn't have a lengthy career, but what they did in a 5 or 6 year period was pretty remarkable. Then you had Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis opened the door, I think, for Tony Boselli, because Tony Boselli was great, but he was great for a finite amount of time. He didn't have a long career. Now, he was on his way to being a Hall of Famer, one of those first ballot Hall of Famers, in my opinion. Then he got hurt. So career shortened. And I'm wondering, Terrell Davis opened the door for Tony Boselli. Did Tony Boselli open the door for Sterling Sharp? Because Sterling Sharp was as good as any receiver in the NFL. If you look at impact, he was a great player. And then he got injured, a fluke play, game against Philadelphia, playing on that cement in at the Veteran Stadium, injured his neck and was never able to play again. Now, his brother, of course, Shannon became a Hall of Famer as a tight end, but Shannon Sharp was as good as any receiver in the game, and I'm talking about Jerry Rice. Sterling Sharp. He was as good as any receiver in the game. And put up incredible numbers over, what, a 6 or 7 year period? Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Dan, in a 7 year period, he was first team All Pro 3 times, All Pro Bowl 6 times, yeah. Led the league in receptions 3 times, led the league in reception yardage once. His last year in the league, right before he got injured, he had 94 catches for 18 touchdowns. So he was not tapering off in any way. He was well on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and I wonder if, and we'll talk to Sal Powell about this, just getting somebody in front, you know, you have to nominate somebody and you have to really give almost a thesis. You know, it's like, you know, your senior year in college and you're trying to explain why Sterling Sharp should be in the Hall of Fame. But it comes down to that because you got to convince these other voters. And I look back, there's quite a few players that I look back upon. And if you said, is he a Hall of Famer? I know that the litmus test is supposed to be, if I say his name and you kind of waver or you don't go, yes or no, or I'm not sure, then they're not a Hall of Famer. It might not be fair to those players because it feels like, and I've talked about this before, the Hall of Fame should really be maybe basement, first floor, second floor, penthouse. Because if I say, well, somebody's not Babe Ruth, well, Babe's in the penthouse, you might be on the first floor. You know, you're going into a store and, you know, the high priced items are going to be upstairs. They're not going to be in the basement, but you're in the building. Now, maybe you don't have a basement, but maybe you do first floor Hall of Famers. There's a second tier and then there's the elite because not everybody's the same. When you go, oh, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not as good as Jerry Rice. Nobody's as good as Jerry Rice. So I got to take him out of the equation and be like a baseball player. Well, not Babe Ruth. No, no one is. So I think that that's, you know, when we argue, discuss, and having been around Sterling Sharp for many, many years, I don't know if it matters to him. I think that he loved that his brother got into the Hall of Fame. I know his brother wants, you know, Sterling to get in the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if it matters to Sterling. All he cares about is how well he's playing golf. That seems to be it with Sterling. But to me, Hall of Famer. But we'll talk to Sal Powell about that process there. Phone calls are always welcome. We'll get to those coming up. We have our poll question, play of the day, and stats of the day as well. When you think about the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, Instant Classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Well, I've been saying for weeks, just tell me why. Why does Kevin Durant want out of Brooklyn? Nobody knew. We had all the insiders. We had Woj, had Mannix on, guys who covered the team. Just tell me. Tell me why he wants out. This is what he wanted. Help build the team. Pick the coach, Steve Nash. Got to play with Kyrie. And now we find out he wants out of Brooklyn. And now we know that he wants out because he doesn't want Steve Nash as his coach or Sean Marks as the general manager. So, you have players in management. They clash all the time. You know, you have Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Ronaldo's doing this with Manchester United right now. The management with the Nets did everything to accommodate Kevin Durant. So, Kyrie's there. They brought in DeAndre Jordan. He convinced them to bring in DeAndre Jordan. They traded for James Harden. They hired Steve Nash. They spent money. They're in the luxury tax multiple seasons now. Now all of a sudden it's not good enough. I don't want to play for Steve Nash. Shams reported this. The owner, Joe Tsai, you know, billionaires don't like to be told what to do. So the owner of the Nets said, I'm backing my coach and GM. Well, I think Kevin Durant basically knew how this was going to be perceived, how this is going to be taken. Now, he did meet with the owner face-to-face and said, I don't want to play for Steve Nash, and I don't want Sean Marks as the GM. Well, that information gets leaked. Well, it probably got leaked because somebody probably wanted everybody to know that this is an untenable situation. Now they have to trade me. Let's just say Kevin Durant may have leaked this. I don't know if he's worried about how you perceive him. He's very sensitive, but I think he wants out. How do I get out? I don't want to play for the coach and GM. That's different than I don't want to play with Kyrie because they could go, well, we'll get rid of Kyrie. He don't want to play for Steve Nash. Now, in fairness to Durant, when I watched the Nets this year, I didn't think Steve Nash was on the same level as a lot of the coaches he was going against. But that's the coach he picked. Handpicked. Steve Nash didn't have the experience to be a head coach in the NBA. Wonderful player. Been a consultant with Golden State. But he went to the head of the class and he got a great gig coaching Brooklyn Nets. One of the preseason favorites. But now Kevin Durant wants out. So when you say it's either them or me, well, the owner is probably, you have to look at this and go, I can't, like at some point I got to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? I can't. Billionaire doesn't want to be told what to do. Oh, okay. So Kevin Durant's going to get what he wants. He'll get out of Brooklyn. You know, does he go to the Celtics? Probably so. You know, maybe the Miami Heat, maybe there's another team in there, but he's going to get what he wants, and that is out of Brooklyn. Now, if I'm a, let's say I'm an owner of the Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, do I want Kevin Durant? As great as he is, wonderful, spectacular, top 15 player of all time. The answer is no. I don't want Kyrie. I didn't want Kyrie. Wonderful player. Don't want him. KD, are you ever going to be happy? What moves is he going to dictate when he gets there? Hey, if you don't acquiesce to him, I want out of here. I know this is the age of empowerment in the NBA, but at some point, a grown-up has to stand up and go, nah, sorry, not going to do it. And it seems like this owner may do that in Brooklyn. But Kevin Durant knows that they can't keep him. He knows that the owner is not going to fire the coach and GM. He knows what he's doing. And maybe it's a game of chess versus a game of checkers. Kevin Durant knows what he's doing. He wants out. What's the owner going to do? All right, I'll fire the coach and the GM. I don't care how good you are. Yeah, Paulie.
The Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, tweeted out 13 hours ago, quote, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We will make our decisions based in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
He's pretty active on social media. I looked up his background. He went to Yale. He played lacrosse. He played high school football in America. You know, he's a big sports guy all over the place. He's not just some businessman who happened to buy the Nets who's not also a sports person.
Yeah. So this comes down to nobody wants to play with Ben Simmons. Maybe that's just what it is. So the Nets are going to be Ben Simmons' team. Can you imagine opening night? It'll be Ben Simmons and who? And who's going to be shooting if you don't have Kyrie and KD? Now, does Kyrie go, I don't want to play for Steve Nash. I don't want to play with him either. So he can get out of there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Kyrie, what do you think? Yeah, whatever KD said, I'm going to say, wait, is he getting out? If he's getting out, then I'm going to get out. Whatever he said, I'm going to co-sign on that.
KD's like, yeah, I'm going to Boston. You in?
No, I'm not going to go there. This could be good for us in the media. Kyrie ends up with the Lakers. KD ends up with the Celtics. Jaylen Brown goes to the Nets and a couple other players.
So far, it's already a win for the media, isn't it?
Kind of. I mean, I'm always appreciative of what stories come up and when they come up during the sports calendar year. Like, there'll be times when you go, thank God for this story. Yes, Marv.
We just got to find out when NBA Media Day is because I'm ready for all of it.
Mm.
More so than the regular season. I don't care when the games are played.
But this also hurts the Nets' bargaining power. When they're going to trade Kevin Durant, if I'm the Miami Heat, I'm like, well, he didn't want to be there. We'll give you Duncan Robinson and whoever, and we'll take Kevin Durant off your hands. It's almost like we'll take him off your hands. What's Boston give up? Jaylen Brown, a couple of draft picks, maybe a role player. Hey, he doesn't want to be there. I mean, that would be my approach, because the longer this goes, the deeper into training camp, go into the season. And now I don't think Kevin Durant is one of those guys that's going to go, well, I'll just sit out, or I don't want to play. Like Kyrie could do that, not Kevin Durant. It was just disappointing. Like, you know, you're spoiled. You're acting very, very childish here. When you say fire other people, why don't you take ownership? I mean, not true ownership, because you're acting like you're the owner, but you're not. Take ownership in how you play. And you and Kyrie, repair the damage. Why don't you show leadership here? I mean, these are just small things. Yes, player empowerment, I get all that. How about you're a leader? A true leader. I'll fix this. Maybe Steve Nash isn't the right guy. But you wanted Steve Nash. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I'd like to understand is more details on why Steve Nash is not a good coach. You mentioned some things. He doesn't make in-game adjustments. And, you know, obviously they didn't get to the finals, so you're branded not unsuccessful, but you came up short. But if Kevin Durant hits that shot to advance to the finals and they get the win, where's Steve Nash's career now?
Well, it's like Mike Budenholzer in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
If they don't win a title, I wonder if he's still the head coach of the Bucks. But now he's in the clear. He's on scholarship.
Yeah.
Like, you won an NBA title. Well, you got to be a great coach. Well, kind of barely won the title when you think about it, but he did win. Yeah, Todd.
What does management think? Oh, great. We got to keep him now. He won. We had the roster. We won in spite of the coach. And now, how do you fire the championship coach? We got to wait a year or two.
Yeah. I would like to know how Nash is perceived around the league, because I just watched the game and it felt like they didn't make adjustments offensively or it didn't seem like they had a game plan. Their game plan was Kevin Durant. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. We'll talk to the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey a little bit later on. And Sal Palantonio, the NFL reporter for the Mothership, also a voter for the Hall of Fame, will join us as well. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We love it when we get a shipment here. Very, very important that I open up the packs, because everybody wants to share in the wealth with Panini America. You got the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official products of the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and La Liga. There's something for everybody there. The newest UFC NFT release, Pulled the Top Fighters, or a special NFT that will send you for a VIP experience to UFC 278. Share your cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for the items that you love. Also, the Donruss cards that we got a couple of weeks ago. Pick them up. They're going to go fast. PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and the NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms. terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I go back to April 24th of this year. Chris Mannix wrote an article. Steve Nash is being exposed against Boston. Kevin Durant isn't doing his part against Boston, Mannix wrote, but his coach isn't putting him in a position to succeed. I kept wanting to know from Kevin Durant, and if anybody was going to talk to him or he was on his podcast, why do you want out of Brooklyn? And now we found out. He went to the owner and said he wants Steve Nash and Sean Marks, the GM, fired. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. And it felt like all of the insiders were afraid to say what Mannix was saying. Because everybody loves Steve Nash. Great player, one of the great players, 50 greatest players of all time. We know all of that. But he didn't have coaching experience. Understood the game when he was playing the game. But it just felt like he didn't make adjustments when he needed to. Now, he was shorthanded. And Kevin Durant even said, look, he's been dealt a pretty bad hand the last 2 years, which Steve Nash has. And part of that is because Kyrie Irving, you know, Kevin Durant being injured. But now we know he doesn't want to play for Steve Nash and the GM, Sean Marks. I mean, that's, if you say, I don't want to play for the coach, that's one thing. Now the GM. So, and I thought that Sean Marks had done a good job as a GM. As far as the coach, I can be critical of Steve Nash, but as far as the GM, I don't know if you look and go, boy, I didn't like the DeAndre Jordan signing, but they did that for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant wanted DeAndre Jordan to come in. He paid him $40 million. Guy can't play anymore. They just acquiesced. That's it. But now it feels like this might be open season, where now you're going to get sources who say something about Steve Nash coaching and or Sean Marks as the GM. That's usually how it works. Nobody wants to say anything. Like Tiger Woods. Nobody wanted to be critical of Tiger. Then all of a sudden it was open season. It was like, damn, there's a lot of sources out there that got a lot of things to say about Tiger Woods. Not to put Steve Nash in the Tiger Woods category, but it just, this is the, how the business works. I don't want to say it. Well, you say it. No, I don't want to say it. Get a source. All right, got a source. All right, source said it. All right, now everybody can ollie income free. Yeah, Paul.
If you're Steve Nash today, would you do an interview or respond?
Well, we reached out.
Yep.
How does he say that he can coach? Like, what's he say? What's my defense here? That, I mean, you put him in a really delicate situation. Hey, I did the best that I could. I'm learning on the job. KD and Kyrie wanted me to be their head coach. I still want to be their head coach. I want this to work out in Brooklyn. I don't know what he could say that makes this any better.
Yeah. I had that one good game against the Hornets that I thought really coached really well that day.
Been working on your Steve Nash impersonation?
No, I just made it up right now. It's the first time I ever did it right now.
Who else does that sound like?
I'll do what I feel like.
Oh, gosh.
God.
Oh, did I say that one time that he sounded like Napoleon Dynamite? Yeah. Yes, I did.
A couple times.
I think that was the last time I was on the show.
Yeah, might have been. Yeah. It's like the whole interview, I kept going, who does he sound like? Who does he sound like? I'm not even listening to his answer. Who does he sound like? I'll do whatever I feel like. Gosh.
Large talons.
I thought I got KD the ball where he needed it to. Gosh.
Idiot.
That might be my favorite line out of Napoleon Dynamite. Idiot.
I can remember when you saw that movie, just clicked my, we were at like spring training in Arizona, and you came out of the hotel, you're, you got to see this movie.
You're a changed man after that
movie. I was.
It was not a blockbuster. It was a sneaky movie that caught on, and you just said, you got to watch it. I'm like, I will. You said, no, you got to watch it this week.
I love those movies that just sort of tap you on the shoulder. Like Raising Arizona. First time I saw it, and I'm with my wife, and you're, you know, you kind of ease into a movie, or they have the, you know, the title comes up, and who's in the movie, or who's directing it. This was just went right into the movie, and then like 10 minutes in there, it's like, here's the title of the movie.
Or the music.
We gonna need diapers high.
That's all I think I remember.
Raising Arizona is one of those movies where he went, oh boy, this is awesome. Yes, Marv.
I've never seen Raising Arizona. That's why I was questioning. I was like, huh, never seen it.
Have you seen Napoleon Dynamite?
I have.
Okay. Oh, good. You got one for two here.
Good. Like Steph Curry, 50% from the field.
Yeah. Who was it came out and was called Steph Curry one-dimensional? Was it former NBA player Mike James?
Yeah.
I went, come on,
but
Mike.
He actually, if you read the quote, it doesn't match the headline. He was saying he does one thing phenomenally. He runs around and finds his shot. It was not necessarily negative. They pull quoted something, and
it felt like it was negative.
It would be like calling Aaron Judge one dimensional because he hits 60 homers a year. It would have been that.
But he is one dimensional.
I didn't want to say it. But,
He hit his 44th last night. Yes, he.
That's all right. The good news is Steph will just let that roll right off his shoulders.
Of course he will.
Harp on that for the next 4 years.
And he did say that. Look, I'm really petty. You know, like I'm. I forget what he called. He kind of labeled himself in the moment that he was really petty, but using that to his advantage. But it's like he's one dimensional. Okay. Yeah, Mark.
Boy, these old players, they love to just diminish anything somebody else has going on. It is just NBA players, old NBA players versus current NBA players.
Yeah, but Mike James, he might be an older player, but you got to be sort of have substance with your career, I think. When you say something like this, first of all, you go, Mike James? Who is he?
I bet you there's been more than one Mike James in the NBA.
Okay. Well, there's only one LeBron James.
Oh, that's right. There's only one Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But there's about two or three Mike Jameses. Yeah. Which one?
Yeah. But he called Steph one-dimensional. Okay. Was Shaq one-dimensional?
Shut the hell up.
I was watching an old Shaq clip.
Mike James is non-dimensional.
Is that what Shaq would say?
Mike James, he's non-dimensional.
Non-dimensional. That does sound like something he would say. Yeah.
Steph Curry, one-dimensional. Mike James, non-dimensional.
He's got non-dimensions.
Yeah, small.
I was watching this morning. They showed a Shaq clip. I think it was his second or third year in the league with Orlando. He had this little, I wouldn't call it a hook shot. It was kind of a turn hook. Mm. It was really nice. He was floating them in.
But nobody has ever tried to master what Kareem did. Of all the shots, all the offensive weapons in the history of the game, nobody's been able to attempt have that. You know, the last sky hook I saw was Magic Johnson in the Boston Garden to beat the Boston Celtics for the NBA championship. Yes, Mark.
Me and Seton were out on the court yesterday just talking about that, and Seton was like, Kareem was doing this from like the free throw line.
Yeah.
They weren't like 3 foot. They were like 17, 18 foot hook shots.
But if you go back to when he broke the all-time scoring record, it was in Utah, and it's a baseline sky hook, I think. And it's not like it's, 5 feet away. It was probably 15 feet. Sky hook. Crazy. But it's one of those shots that nobody has come up with. Nobody's tried to do it for some reason. You know what? Let's get Chet Holmgren to bring it back. Yeah. That'll do it. Let's see. Got some NFL notes here to talk about. Serena Williams says she will retire from tennis after the U.S. Open. Oh, great. Good for her. Been a really, really rough year for her. Let's see, anything that she says in here. She wants to have another child. She said she doesn't want to be pregnant again as an athlete, and you need to have 2 feet into tennis or 2 feet out. So good for her. Won 23 Grand Slam events. The face of tennis. Her first U.S. Open was 1999. We did a SportsCenter commercial with Serena and Venus. And this is where Venus was wearing the beads in her hair. And the commercial was that the beads fall out all over the floor at SportsCenter. But I just remember they were so shy. And they kind of, the two sisters just kept to themselves. And we were trying to make them feel comfortable in there. But I just remember those two, you could see the bond with those two. It was all, they were finishing each other's sentences. I just remember, and Venus, it felt like, was a little more approachable and wanted to talk a little bit about what she was doing. But they were shy, very, very shy. And even when we had the Beach Bowl in New York, they escorted over to Paulie escorted Serena over. She had heels on.
It was the DirecTV Celebrity Beach Bowl, and you and I think
Carissa Thompson
were doing the interview with the celebrities, like Peyton Manning would walk over
or
whoever it may be. And Serena agreed to do an interview. She showed up, but she was still dressed like in her outside outfit. She hadn't changed into her game outfit.
Yeah.
And she had on 6-inch heels. And she didn't know she was going to walk across a sand football field.
Yeah.
And I happened to be the person my producer assigned to escort people over, and she goes, okay, hold me up, hold my arm, and she goes, don't let me twist an ankle. I'm like, and I'm panicking. I'm like, the world's biggest athlete is telling me not to let her roll an ankle. And we're walking over to the thing, and I'm walking over to you, and she goes, I kind of feel like I'm at prom. She goes, I didn't go to my prom. And I go, and then she and I'm just saying nothing because I'm so intimidated by Serena Williams. She goes, I didn't really go to high school. And she's just talking. And then she does the interview with you guys. Yeah. She leaves the stage, and she goes, him. And I walked her back. She was very nice and funny.
Dave in New York. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, bud.
I just wanted to give my 2 seconds on Steve Nash. Like, the first time, like, I noticed, like, his inability to coach was there was a game I think it was before the All-Star break against the Bucks. It was like 4 seconds left, and they won on like a last-second layup. But he took Andre Drummond out in the last 5 seconds, and it was like he's their only rim protector. And he just dribbled right up to the basket and just won the game. And that was like the first time like I really started to see it. You know, you heard about it before, but that was like the first time where I'm like, okay, like, you know, what are you doing? And I guess like on a larger level, like if you could just give a comment on just like how many times we just see it on like in coaching, whether it be the NFL, NBA, where like coaches just can't make like split decisions in a second. And you just see it all the time. At any level, it doesn't matter. I don't know. It just blows my mind to see that.
Well, you know, that's why we focus on Bill Belichick as being the greatest of all time, because his ability to adapt in the moment. After the first quarter, after the first half, after the third quarter, he's able to do week to week. I don't think there's been a coach in coaching history that I remember being so good in the moment of changing what his game plan would be, adapting to the moment. And I'm sure that this is hyperbole. I'm sure there are coaches who have done the same. But given the intricacies of the NFL style game plan, you lock into a game plan as you get ready for that next opponent. Well, imagine you get to the game. Now you have to change your game plan. And it just felt like Belichick was so good. And I think that's the difference. You know, with winning games, losing games, winning championships, what do you do? When do you do it? How do you do it? And changing in the moment as opposed to, well, this is what our game plan is. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, how did Bill Belichick do it?
What?
He always videotapes everything.
Oh, sarcasm.
Yeah, that was...
That's sarcasm.
That was my sarcasm. How did he make those adjustments?
Okay. I thought you were a Patriots apologist.
Yeah. Well, I was more when Tommy was there.
Oh, okay.
That bit for me kind of ended now.
Oh, that was a good bit.
Yeah. It's a good bit. I'm still in there.
So you're not rooting for the baby goat taking over for Tom Brady?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know if I would. Do you think that at some point Mac Jones goes, I'm going to trademark baby goat? If I'm Mac Jones, I stay away from baby goat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I run as fast as I can away from baby goat. Because then they're going to, okay, baby goat, yeah, nice game. Yeah, Paul.
He's already been assigned the worst job in sports following up Tom Brady. There's nothing you could be worse in a town. You know, taking over, remember the Bulls when Jordan, those guys left?
Oh, bring up the Bulls.
Oh, I was going to do the Bears, but it's too easy. But you don't want to.
It's like taking over for Walter Payton as a running back for the Bears.
Oh, no, Neil Anderson. No offense, I hate you.
Roquan Smith is leaving.
I come out on my side during the commercial break. Paulie goes, I've got some NFL stuff. I mean, obviously, you get to the Roquan Smith once out of Chicago.
Could be the lead, Dan.
I go, who cares?
Better rush on to that storyline.
Good player. I mean, it's not a lead. I mean, but Roquan Smith once out. I go, oh, my God.
I can understand it. Justin Fields will be doing this in a year and a half. Yeah.
Now that would be a big story.
Roquan Smith wants out. You know, okay. All right.
Tom in Ohio. Hi, Tom. Idiot.
Morning.
Hey, Tom.
with all the controversy and everything that went on with the Dolphins and Tom Brady, I was just wondering since the Buccaneers eventually ended up with him. What about a T-shirt for Tampa Bay?
Yeah, we brought that up a couple days ago when it happened, Tom. Thank you. Tampa Bay.
He was on hold for 7 days.
Yeah. If he was, then I apologize, Tom. But you know, we did mention that. But thank you. We can't do any more T-shirts related to Tom Brady because I can't have another cease and desist. Are we due for one?
We haven't been sued in almost a year.
No. I don't want to be sued.
And few things are better for T-shirt sales than a cease and desist. I got to admit.
Well, when we had the sale, you know, because we got the letter from Tom Brady's law firm, and they're like, his name is Tom, and basically you're taking his name and using it for profit. And which we were, but we came up with Tampa Bay before Tom did. We tweeted it out. And I didn't want to sue Tom. you know, cease and desist. You imagine? I'd have to get a lawyer, first of all. I could get McLovin. He was a paralegal. Can you file something, McLovin, for us? Yeah, Paul.
We'll settle out of court for a handshake from Tom and a gaze into his eyes. Deal. The good thing for us is that Peyton Manning's lawyers don't watch the show because we did Omaha shirts.
Oh, man.
We crushed it.
Yeah, we did. That was probably our biggest selling shirt was Omaha.
One of our first, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Phone call's coming up. The SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, is going to join us coming up in about 45 minutes from now. Paulie has a hot poll coming up. Play of the day is next, Dan Patrick.
85 Bears.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
The 2-2. Judge drills that. Deep center field. Kelnick looking up. It is gone. Number 44 for Aaron Judge. And the march to history gets a little closer.
That's courtesy of Yes Network. Aaron Judge. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Home security isn't a game. That's why I use and trust Simply Safe Home Security. They're different. Simply Safe, advanced technology, puts the safety of me and my family and my Danettes first. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off. Interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. So Aaron Judge, 44 home runs. The only other players with at least 44 home runs through their team's first 110 games. Boy, how about this list? Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire. Babe had 46 at this juncture, 1921. Barry Bonds, 46 in 2001. Mark McGwire, 45 in 1998. Aaron Judge with his 44th home run. That's your play of the day. Joe Burrow is throwing lightly. He had his appendix removed, and they said it's going to take a little bit longer than they thought. We also found out that ayahuasca, which Aaron Rodgers had in another country over the summer, is okay with the NFL. And it's not on their banned substance list.
Sounds like a shirt. Ayahuasca is okay.
I know. Ayahuasca is for lovers.
Yeah.
Because that is going to help Aaron Rodgers be a better teammate, better citizen, better lover.
Just more sensitive to
everyone's
needs.
Yeah.
Call it Wisconsin.
Iowa, Wisconsin?
Yes. We go all day on this.
Justin Tucker has a new contract. He is the best kicker and still the highest paid kicker, which I think that makes sense. So I think he's signed through 2027 on his way to the Hall of Fame. I'm trying to think how many kickers get drafted. How many of the really good kickers in NFL history get drafted? We know Sebastian Janikowski, first-round pick. But when you realize the number of games that come down to making or not making a field goal, Justin Tucker was a free agent. I wonder, look down through history, how many of those guys were drafted. But a punter and field goal kicker are so important because you can change the direction of a game. If you have a great punter, you can change the ball position, field position, and there have been so many of those games where the punter has helped you win those games. Now, it doesn't get headlines here, but if I have a kicker who can make a kick under pressure from over 55 yards, boy, that's a damn good luxury, and it changed my approach getting in field goal position. Yes, Eden.
I'm reading an article from The Ringer, and it says from 2013 to 2020, there were 15 kickers taken in the draft. 14 of those lasted two or fewer seasons with the teams that drafted them. Five never even played a game with those teams.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it's really spotty, but then there's guys like Steven Gostkowski, Mason Crosby, Greg Zuerlein, Harrison Butker. You go back to, Jason Elam. He was a third-round pick of the Broncos, and that's a guy who worked out for a third-round pick.
Yeah. I just think drafting a kicker, I'm sure it goes against, like what the Raiders did with Sebastian Janikowski. I know at the time that it was radical. I loved it because I thought, okay, I at that position, I know that if it comes down to making a kick, I feel like we have an advantage there. And the number of kickers that teams go through is really alarming. you're always looking for a great kicker, even a reliable kicker. So when they took Sebastian Janikowski, I thought, okay, first-round pick. But if you know he's going to be great, and Janikowski's numbers were good, maybe very good. They had a long career there. Wyatt in Iowa joining us, ayahuasca. Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call. There is no ayahuasca here, otherwise I think I would have found it. But I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame, and you guys kind of hit on it yesterday. The Vikings of the 60s and 70s have numerous guys like Grady Alderman, Ed White, Bobby Bryant, Chuck Foreman. I mean, I could go on those guys' accomplishments. But the most egregious guy that's left off the Hall of Fame, out of the Hall of Fame, is by far and away Jim Marshall. I mean, he is the original Iron Man. It's a travesty that he's not in.
Well, I also think, you know, when he had the wrong way touchdown, that's what he's known for, which is unfortunate. But, you know, Paulie, he's got over 100 sacks in his career.
Yeah, Jim Marshall played most of his career with Minnesota at defensive end. And I got a 20-year career, he had 130 sacks.
Yeah, and that was one of the great defenses, the Purple People Eaters. By the way, one of the great nicknames ever. That's when your defense had a nickname. When's the last time a defense had a nickname? Because we had Doomsday. You had, you know, the Steel Curtain.
Seattle's defense a few years ago.
Legion of Boom. Yeah, there. Yeah,
that got pretty good run.
Yeah, that was the secondary that had a nickname. It felt like they were the Legion of Boom.
The Falcons last year were the Civ, I think.
Wow, the Civ.
I don't know if that's okay. A compliment.
Yes, Todd.
I think there was an orange and blue team that was called the No Fly Zone a few years back. Also known as the Denver Broncos. Secondary.
The No Fly Zone.
At least they called themselves that.
Okay. So,
that's kind of cool.
But no one else did.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you give yourself a nickname?
You just give it to yourself. Yeah. Hopefully you'll catch on.
Yeah, you know, they call us the No Fly Zone. Who's they? Well, we do in the locker room. No Fly Zone. All right.
A lot of people swatted that idea away.
Okay, I see what you did with the fly. Yeah, Paulie.
What would be the bad nicknames for a defense? Like the pushovers. That would not be a good one for your defense.
Mr. Softy.
Yeah, Mr. Softies. The Mr. Softies.
Does Mr. Softy freak you out a little bit when you see the ice cream guy? He always did me. It's like, not the guy driving the truck. I'm talking about Mr. Softy. Oh, when you see him, you're like, yeah.
That's another nickname you don't want, by the way.
You don't.
For a lot of reasons.
Hi, what's your nickname? Mr. Softy. I don't need for you to buy me a drink.
I appreciate you calling me Mr., though.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey coming up. One more item we close out this hour, Sleep Number. Sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. Add it all up over the course of a year, 170 hours per year. What are you waiting for? Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Biggest sale of the year right now. All the smart beds on sale. Save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for both of you. Now, summer winding down. Time for transition. Whether going back to school or the office, quality sleep is important. Essential. You kind of have to reset. Get into new routines. Right now, Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year. All the smart beds on sale, 50% off the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Now, for only a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.